and Steve. So right now I'd like to welcome a wonderful writer, good friend, Suzanne Owens. Please give her a big welcome.
Okay, I don't know if everybody knows Barclay or knows about Barclay, but this is Yin and Yang, and it's in honor of dogdom and the animal kingdom in general. Thank you, Michelle, and in particular for Barbie, I mean for Barclay. But Barclay is specifically Lisa and Eric's dog, and they were thinking he was going to die, and then they found out he had pneumonia, and he lived, right? And as you said, amen. So this is for Barclay in particular, but specifically for Lisa and Eric. I know you'll be granted a long life and will discover many humans, animals, and lifeless things will be misdiagnosed. Not only by intelligent beings, but some of your own species may lose a scent or follow the wrong one. Now that you're aware, yin follows yang, and yang becomes yin, welcome back to our world. You may bark your thanks as much and as long as you wish. That was just a little introduction. Now, that was to Barclay, but this is also dedicated to Michelle, who's just sending her son off to college. So it brought back my memories of the same thing, sending my son off and being alone and all by yourself again. And you can eat what you want, you can do what you want, and all that stuff. So this was from the beginning of my son to when he went to college. The first is on seeing my son for the first time, a few hours old. Dig into the sand. There is sand. Cut into tree. There is tree. River rushes over my hand. Only river. But out of my body comes man. And what a forthright stare. Eyes not mine. We ask each other, what are you? My hand soothes your skin, not my skin. Moves down your body, not my body. But out of my body, who is this? Not anything of mine. A strange foreign bump, like a stop sign. I fold back white hospital sheets, unwrap you like a birthday present. A dear, honest eye squints up at me. What a surprise, how obvious you are, not your sister. How did you come out of me? Herbs and elixir, bubble of potpourri, you man. And what kind will you be, I wonder? Soft petal or a hummingbird dipped in honeysuckle flower? Will you be hairy, grow whiskers, have a man's voice? Hard or soft, call it a boner. Certainly it will be. The most excellent titular head of a kingdom, the oracle of shrines and temples. And this is him after he was in college and so on, when he's older. South Station, Boston, meeting my son. When you undertake your journey to Ithaca, pray that the course be long, and if you find her poor, Ithaca has not mocked you. You have become so wise, experienced so much, that you already grasped what all these Ithacas mean. Kafafi, Egypt, 1863 to 1933. I was half an hour early. The station was full. I wandered outside and watched the trains come in and leave. I hadn't been there for 20 years. You can take a train from anywhere to here, Montreal, Virginia, Ithaca. I was going to visit my sister who'd become very ill while living for a short time in New York. I sat at a table waiting for him. I sat where the flower stall used to be, now gone. I'd been visualizing a skinny kid in a baseball bat, a hat, baggy jeans, a tan. But when I looked up, a bit of afternoon light caught a tall, pale stranger standing in the high archway above the clock, below the clock. A blue suit, a tie, glasses, and a briefcase. He got out money with an ATM card. Read the menu, I'd forgotten my glasses, paid for my dinner, took me to the right track, and kissed me goodbye. Thank you.
One more hand, please, for Suzanne Owens.